愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看撒加利亚书。
Let us please turn to Zechariah.
撒加利亚书。
Zechariah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
撒加利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第二节
Verse 2,
第一章的第二节
Chapter 1 verse 2
主曾向你们列祖大大的发怒第三节
Verse 3
所以你要对以色列人说万军的神如此说你们要转向我我就转向你们这是万军的神说的
Verse 2 The Lord was very angry with your forefathers Verse 3Therefore tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty.
好，这个撒加利亚跟前面哈该书里面的所罗巴伯这个是同一个时代的人。
And Zechariah, the book of Zechariah is actually the same dynasty as Zerubbabel.
那哈该书里面呢，他是大利乌王第二年六月一日神的话临到哈该先知。
In the book of Haggai, on June 1st, the word of the Lord came to King Darius.
然后撒加利亚书第一章的第一节是大利乌王第二年的八月是差两个月，那神的话临到撒加利亚。
And 2 months later, in the book of Zechariah, in the 8th month, the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to prophet Zechariah.
所以撒加利亚跟哈该是同一个时代的先知。
So Zechariah and Haggai are contemporaries of each other.
因此在那个时代他们遇到是相同的困难。
So at that time, they had encountered the same problem.
但是他们在困难当中不晓得怎么办。
So in their adversity, they did not know what to do.
那困难是什么
？What was this adversity？
就是他们盖圣殿盖到一半遇到阻挡。
That is when they were trying to rebuild the temple, they had encountered obstacles.
然后就停工了。
So they stopped building.
这样一停就停了好久的时间。
And when they stopped for a long time.
然后以色列百姓就开始去顾自己的生活，开始去。注重自己的享受。
So the Israelites, they started to think about themselves and they actually indulged in their own living luxuries.
因为他们觉得困难太大，这不是我们能够克服的。
Because they felt that the hardship was too great for them to conquer.
后来神就借着撒加利亚告诉以色列百姓。
So later God, through Zechariah, told the Israelites,
说你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
That if you return to me, I will return to you.
这个我是谁？是天上的神。
What does me represent? I represent that is the heavenly kingdom, the God.
大有能力的神。
It is God of power.
他说我要转向你们。
He says, I will return to you.
如果神转向我们。
If God returns to us.
与我们同在。
And abides with us.
没有一个困难是不能解决的。
There's not one hardship that cannot be resolved.
但是神要以色列百姓先做一件事情。
But God wanted the Israelites to do one thing first.
就是你们要先回转向神。
And that is to return to the Lord.
所以从这里我们可以看到神跟人的关系是互动的关系。
So from here we could see that we have a very close relationship with God.
从这个撒加利亚书第一章第四节说不要效法你们的列祖。
And in verse 4 of Chapter 1 of Zechariah, do not be like your forefathers.
那为什么这样讲呢?
Why did he say this?
因为他们的列祖神派很多的先知叫他们回头，他不回头的。
Because earlier prophets had told them to return to God, but they would not.
那到底他们列祖这里讲第四节说他们行恶道恶行。
Here in verse 4 says that they turn to evil ways and practices.
那这个列祖讲的这个恶道恶行是什么?
So what are the evil ways and evil practices of the forefathers?
如果我们那个前面的圣经我们读一下我们就知道那个恶道恶行就是离弃的拣选赐他们恩典的神去拜偶像。
And this evil ways and evil practice that they had forsaken the God that had chosen them and they had turned to the idols.
这个是外邦人的风俗。
And this is actually the tradition of the Gentiles.
那神一直呼叫他们回来。
And God had called them to return to him.
但他不愿意回来。
But they refused.
那因为他不愿意回来，所以他的信仰就没有体验了。
So when the Israelites refused to return to God, they had no experience in God.
不是没有神。
In their faith. It's not because there wasn't faith.
是他们的心已经离开了神。
It's that their faith has departed from the Lord.
他们的生活已经没有神了。
In their lives, they no longer have God.
所以神也离开了他们。
So God departed from them also.
那神离开他们，其实神还一直在等，神要再回头归向他们。
Even though God has departed from them, God has been waiting for them to return to him.
所以神叫先知回头吧。
So God told Zechariah to tell the people return.
但是他们不愿意回头。
But they refused.
所以今天我们在信仰生活当中，我们常常要想。
So in our daily life, in our faith,
我们是不是生活体验越来越少？
Do we have less experiences in our daily lives with God?
那我们向人见证啊，神是活的，真的。都是讲过去几十年我当信主的时候。
So sometimes when we share our testimony, we talk about our experiences, our testimony from past, way past, which is about 10 or 15 years ago.
对，我们刚信主的时候，信仰体验很多，神体验很活泼。
That it's true that when we first believe in the Christ, we have living faith and we have active faith.
那为什么我们现在信仰失去体验呢？
Why is it our faith lacks this experience?
神是没有改变的。
God has not changed.
那改变的一性是我们。
What has changed is us.
所以如果我们信仰要重新有很活泼的体验，我们一定要做一个调整。
So if we want to have this experience again, with active living of faith, we need to change our lifestyle.
我们表面上我们都来教会。
On the surface, we all come to church.
没有变。
We have not changed.
但是问题是，心里面的最深处，到底我们的神是什么？
So in the deepest, place in our hearts, who is God to us?
就是那个最深处到底在掌管你的那个是不是天上的神？
In the deepest, place in our thoughts, have we thought about where is God that controls everything?
所以我们在这个世界上生活久了以后会被世界同化。
So after we have lived in this world, we will be influenced by this world.
我们的价值观，我们对成功的定义会跟世界一样。
Our value systems, our moral systems, and our definition of success is like that of the world.
那当我们的观念、想法、生活都跟世界一样的时候，我们心里面的最深处已经不是神在当神了。
When our value systems, our thoughts, and our actions are that of this world, then God no longer lives inside us.
有时世界在当神，有时我们自己在当神。
The world has become our God, or we have become our own God.
因为我们心已经转离了神。
Because our heart has departed from God.
所以我们信仰就没有体验了。
So we don't have experience in our faith.
所以这个信仰要有体验啊，需要一个最根本的一个回转。
So in order to have experience in our faith, we need to return.
我们在很冷静的想，到底我生活这么忙，是为着神吗？
In our moment of quietness, do we think about why are we so busy and toilsome that we don't think about God?
我每一天，我除了我应该上班之外，我所用的时间真的是为着爱神爱人吗？
Other than our daily work, do we use our time to love people and love God?
这个工作我们一定要做，这不是说信耶稣就工作不能够就随便做。
We must not, because just because we believe in Christ doesn't mean we stop doing what we're supposed to do.
但是工作完之后的这一些时间，我们到底是真的以神为中心吗？
So other than our work, do we, actually put our focus and our priority in God?
那如果我们愿意做一个反省，然后做一个回转向他，我们就发现神就开始转向我们，我们信仰就开始活泼起来。
But if our attitude is that we wanted to return to God and we want to seek God, then we will have active and living faith.
我们看哈该书第一章。
Let us turn to Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse
2. 万军的神如此说，这百姓说建造神的殿时候还未到。第三节。
Verse
3. 神的话临到先知说，第四节
Verse 4,
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第五节
Verse 5,
现在万军的神如此说，你们要审查你们的行为。 第六节。
Verse six.
你们种的多，收的少啊！你们吃却吃的不饱，喝却喝不足，穿的衣服不得暖，得弓箭将弓钱装在破漏的囊中。啊，这个神借着哈该先知告诉当时的世代的。
At that time, the Lord through prophet Haggai told the people at the time.
啊，不错，你们很认真在做你们的工作。
Yes, you're very diligent in what you of your work.
但是似乎好像你做得很辛苦，但是结果并不是很好。
Although you have done so much, yet you have not you have harvested little.
你种了很多，收的很少。
You planted much, but you have harvested little.
你钱带在口袋，但是口袋漏了一个洞。
Although you have money, wages, but your purses have holes in it.
不是你不努力。
It's not because that you don't pursue.
好像你的生活过得很辛苦。
It's as if you have a very hard life.
到底原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
神说你们要审查。
You need to examine yourself.
不是审查神不公义啊，神没有慈爱啊。
It is not to examine God that and complain that He is unjust.
神没有问题啊。
There's no problem with God.
要审查你们对神的态度是什么。
We need to examine our attitude towards God.
神的殿荒凉。
God's temple is desolate.
但是大家住天花板的房子。
Yet everyone lives in panel houses.
也就是说，生活以自己为中心，自己的舒服当第一，那神的事情第二。
And that is people focus their own attention on themselves in that they neglected God.
当神第二的时候，神的恩典就离开我们。
When we treat God as second best, then God will depart from us.
所以神说你们要回转啊。
So God says return.
你们要上山取木料。
We need to go up to the mountains to get the timber.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那我就喜乐。
So that I will take pleasure in it.
那如果我喜乐的话。
When I am happy.
神的恩典就降在地上了。
Then,God's blessing will be bestowed upon this earth.
所以我们看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
18节。
Verse 18.
你们要追想此日以前，就是从9月24日起追想到立殿根基的日子。19节。
Verse 19.
仓里有谷吗？葡萄树、无花果、橄榄树没有结果子，从今起我必赐福你。所以神真的转向他们说，今天开始我要赐福给你。
So God later turned back to them and says, from this day on I will bless you.
为什么神开始回转要祝福他们呢？
Why did God return to them and wanted to start blessing them?
因为他们真的大家上山取木料来建造神这个荒凉的殿。
Because they went up to the mountain and they brought the timber to start building the temple for God.
今年十月中旬我们在这里将献堂。
In October this year, we will dedicate this church to God.
我们要献两个堂给神。
We will dedicate two temples to God.
一个是这个物质的殿。
And one is the physical building.
这个是钱，你出钱啊，大家努力，神祝福，我们就买到了。
And everyone has put their financial power together in order to purchase this church.
但是这个物质的殿呢，会朽坏的。
But this physical building will disintegrate.
但是在这个物质的殿里面，有一个属灵的殿。
But within this physical temple, there's a spiritual temple.
那个属灵的殿就是基督的身体。
And that spiritual temple is the body of Christ.
就是他用他的宝血所洁净的。
And he has cleansed this temple with his own blood.
那个殿就是我们每一个人头上刻上有主耶稣名号的人。
And this temple is that name which has been carved into everyone's forehead.
那现在我们有这个殿，我们要注重我们这个灵里面的殿是不是荒凉了呢？
So after we have this physical building, we have to focus our attention on whether our spiritual temple is desolate.
我们自己想想看，我们来到这么美的会堂里面，我们信仰的体验有没有增加？
We have to think about after coming to this such wonderful building, has our faith increased?
神的恩典有没有多多的降临？
Did God's blessing also increase?
如果神真的跟我们同在，
If God really truly abides with us,
神的平安喜乐会充满每一个人，
Then God's joy and peace will fill within inside everyone of us.
如果神真的跟我们同在，
If God truly abides with us,
我们每一个人在这个地方对神的恩典会有很活泼的体验。
Then everyone will, of us will have true living active faith of God.
但是如果我们搬到这个会堂里面，
But after we have moved to this church,
我们的体验没有增加，
and we have not gained in our spirituality,
我们的圣工没有进展，
we have not advanced the gospels.
这个就是一个记号。
Work, then this is a mark.
神在等我们。
That God is waiting for us.
神等我们要回转。
God is waiting for us to return to Him.
不只是说我们来聚会。
Not just coming to church.
从心里面的最深处回转向他。
It is returning to God from the depth of our hearts.
那再来，我们生活的整个内容回转向他。
And second, it is to return to God in terms of our daily living.
我们所用的时间精力回转向神的工作。
And our time and effort should return to God.
那我们就看神在回转我向我们。
Then we will see that God will return to us.
那不止教会圣工会发展，我们每一个人得神的恩典会增加。
And not only will the church work advance, and we will be able to see that everyone's life will be blessed.
所以有时候我们常常想，我自己的事情都顾不完，我怎么有办法去顾教会的事情呢？
Sometimes we feel that we're so busy with our things, we don't have other or extra time for church work.
其实不是这样。
But it's not like this.
你如果多花一点时间常这个上山取木料，花一点时间来关心圣工为教会的工作祷告。有时候我们自己的一些事情，神奇妙神跟你安排得很好。
Sometimes we put time into church work and put a little bit time to care about church work, then we will discover that God will take care of our daily needs.
那如果我们神的工作我们都没有管，我们神的殿荒凉我们都没有管，你一直往自己的事情做，你发现很辛苦，投入很多，也没有得到什么特别的果效。
But if we put our time in our own things and let this temple be desolate, then whatever we do will be futile.
所以神在等待我们。
So God is waiting for us.
如果我们愿意转向他，他就转向我们。
If we're willing to return to Him, then He will return to us.
那当神大大与我们同在，神的工作兴盛的时候
，When God abides with us and when He revives this holy work,
我们大家看到神的荣耀
，Then we will see the glory of God.
我们会体会到神的恩典
，Then we will experience God's blessings.
所以我们在这么好的会堂，我们每个人要回转。
So in such a wonderful building, we all need to return.
回转圣工才会发展。
We need to return so that the holy work can be advanced.
这个物质的殿是好的。
And this is a wonderful building.
但这不是圣工的保证。这个来到这里，圣工一定会发展。
But it's not the guarantee that our holy work will be prosperous.
圣工发展要回转，要大家回转。
In order to have the holy work be prosperous, we all need to return.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah 57.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah 57.
先从五十六章开始。
Let's start from chapter 56.
15节。
Verse 15.
57章15节。
Chapter 57, verse 15.
那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说。现在神先自我介绍。
Here God is introducing himself.
他说他是至高至上。
That he's a high and lofty one.
最高的他上去没有了。
He is the highest and there's no one higher than he.
既然他是最高，是他在掌管一切的。
Because he's the highest, therefore he controls everything.
连王的心也是在掌管。
Even the heart of the king is in his reign.
连你老板的心也是在掌管。
Even your boss's heart is under his control.
连你的命运也他在掌管。
Your destiny is in his hands.
他是至高至上的。
Because he's the high and lofty one.
他是永远长存的。
He lives forever.
有时候你靠一个人，但是忽然间他死了。
Sometimes when you rely on someone and this person suddenly dies,
那你要靠谁？
Who will you rely on?
这个时候他是永远长存的。
But he lives forever.
所以他永远可以靠你，一生一世可以靠他，他永远长存的。
So for your whole life, you can trust in him.
他的名是圣洁尊贵的。
And his name is holy and is to be praised.
他说我住在至高的圣所。
He says, I live in a high and holy place.
他住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
He lives in a place full of light which people cannot come close.
天国充满着荣耀。
The heavenly kingdom filled with glory.
那个荣耀让你没有办法看到神本身，因为太荣耀了。
That glory is so glorious that no one can become close to it.
那神就住在那里。
So God lives there.
那一个这么伟大、这么荣耀的神。
Such a majestic God and such glorious God.
下面一句说，他也要住与人同居。
Yet he says he will dwell with a contrite and lowly in spirit.
你看，我们现在一想到去非洲，大家觉得说这是次一等的。
If we think about Africa, the country or the continent Africa, we think it's one level lower than us.
我们做一个人，我们都不愿意到美国到非洲去。
If we live in the U.S., we probably do not want to live in Africa.
那你想，神在天上，他愿意下来吗？
If God lives in heaven, does he want to come down to this earth?
世界充满这么多的罪。
There's so much sin in this world.
这么多人在拜偶像。
There's so many people worshiping
the idols. 神要下来吗？
Does God want to come down?
当然在天国比较好啊。
Of course, it's better to be in heavenly kingdom.
我们人的心一剖开来，人的心是脏的。
When we see inside the hearts of men, it is dirty.
里面很多的邪念、恶念、贪心。
There are evil ways and deeds and thoughts.
那至高的神说我要下来。
So the Holy God comes down to this earth.
我要住在你的里面。
And will dwell inside our hearts.
这是何等大的福分啊。
What a great blessing.
但是如果我们要神住在我们里面。
But if we want God to dwell inside our hearts.
我们先要回转。
We need to return first.
要改变。
We need to change.
要怎么回转呢？
How do we return?
要神要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
He will dwell with those who are contrite and lowly in spirit.
这个心灵痛悔谦卑就是对付我们自己的罪。
And to be contrite and lowly in spirit means that we need to conquer our sins.
神啊，我犯很多的罪。
We have committed many sins.
我得罪了你。
We have sinned against you.
求你赦免我。
Please forgive us.
求你洁净我。
Please cleanse us.
如果我们愿意这样回转向神。
If we are willing to return to God in such way.
神就赦免我们的罪。
Then God will forgive us of our sins.
诗篇103篇讲得很清楚。
Psalm 103 says very clearly.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 8.
诗篇103篇第八节。
Psalm 103, verse 8.
这里说，神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
这里说神不轻易发怒。
He does not, he's slow to anger.
他有丰盛的慈爱。
And abounding in love.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities.
如果神一条一条把我们的罪拿出来审判，我们早就完了。
If God, treats us or judges according to every single of our sins, then we are done.
那为什么神没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们？
So why does he not treat us according to our sins deserve?
十一节。
Verse 11.
天离地何等的高，神的慈爱像敬畏他的人也何等的大。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
因为神的爱很大。
Because God's love is great.
所以十二节。
Verse 12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, as far as he has removed our transgressions from us.
东跟西有多远。
How far is east from west?
无穷尽。
It is limitless.
所以神要让我们的罪就离开我们。永远离开我们。
So he wants our sins to forever be removed from us.
所以当一个人能够看清楚自己的罪在神面前谦卑悔改，神就要赦免他，要与他同在。
So when God can see, when people can see their own sins and ask God for forgiveness, then God will abide with them.
所以人要回转。
So we need to return to God.
那神就回转。
Then God will return to us.
我们先看以赛亚书58章。
Let us now look at Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书的58章。
Isaiah 58.
第三节。
Verse
3. 58章第三节。
58 verse 3.
他们说，我们进食，你为什么不看见呢？我们刻骨己心，你为什么不领会呢？这个以赛亚先知当时的人在问神呢。
At that time, people of Isaiah's time asked God,
说我们禁食，你为什么不看见呢？
Why have we fasted and you have not seen it?
这个禁食是比一般的祷告更深入的一种祷告。
Fasting and prayer is actually a type of prayer that is in more depth.
就是本来你可以吃饭的，但是为着表明你在神的心是很诚意的，你饭也不吃的，水也不喝了。
And although you can probably eat your meal, but you want to show God how sincere you are, so you decide to abstain from meal and pray to God.
主耶稣的门徒鬼赶不出去。
There, Jesus' disciples could not cast out the demons.
他们就问主耶稣为什么。
So they asked Jesus why.
主耶稣说，这类的鬼除非禁食祷告，不然不会出去。
And Jesus says, if you do not fast and pray, then you cannot cast out this type of demon.
可见这个禁食祷告力量很大。
So we can see the powerful, the wonderful power of fast and prayer.
那以赛亚当时的人就问神说，那我们不是只祷告，我们也禁食啦，为什么好像没有什么反应，也没有什么体验？
So people at Isaiah's time said, we not only pray, we fasted, how come you haven't seen it?
有时候我们自己会这样感觉啊。
Sometimes we have the same feeling.
我已经祷告很久了。
We have been praying for so long.
我已经禁食祷告了。
And we've fasted.
好像我祷告神都没有听啊。
It's as if God did not listen to us.
哎，是不是神不要我了？
Does that mean God has deserted us?
好像当时的人就开始想到底怎么一回事啊。
So they started wondering what was happening.
哦，那神就告诉他们了。
So later God answered them.
除了禁食之外啊，我们的生活要改变的。
Other than fasting, we need to change our lifestyles.
如果你一直禁食，一直祷告，好像主耶稣这样40昼夜，你生活没有改变，没有用的。
If you keep on praying and fasting, yet you do not change your lifestyle, then your prayer is not effective.
所以这个回转不只是说我以前没有祷告，我现在开始祷告，不止这样而已。
Returning to God doesn't mean that you did not pray before and you started praying now.
回转是你心里归向神，然后产生一种行为、生活的整个的改变，这个叫做回转。
Returning to God is this inner transformation of your heart where you actually change your lifestyle.
那为什么神不听他们禁食祷告呢？
So why did God not listen to them fasting prayer?
看第三节58章第三节下半句。
Chapter 58, latter part of verse 3.
你们禁食的日子仍求利益，勒逼人为你们做苦工。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们禁食却互相的增进。以凶恶的拳头打人，你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音上达于上。第五节。
Verse 5.
这样的禁食，岂是我所拣选人刻苦己心的日子吗？所以神告诉以色列百姓，你们虽然禁食，但是你的生活还是贪心啊，人跟人之间还是一直在相争，还是合不来呀。
So God says that although you fast and pray, yet you still have greed in your heart and you still quarrel and have strife amongst each other.
那因为你这个生活没有改变，你还是活在这个旧的生活方式里面，所以你虽然禁食祷告，没有用。
So even if you still dwell in your old lifestyle and you fast and pray, the prayer is not effective.
所以有时候我们常常说我们要为教会圣工祷告。
So we often say we need to pray for the holy work of the church.
我们也相信很多弟兄姊妹真的为教会的圣工祷告。
And we truly believe a lot of brothers and sisters pray for the holy work of
the church. 我们常常会想，这为什么祷告这么久，好像什么事情都没有发生？
How come is it that when we pray for so long, nothing happens?
那问题就是说，除了祷告之外，我们在生活当中有没有改变？
Other than prayer, have we changed our daily lifestyle?
那如果我们祷告之外，我们就开始真的热心来敬拜神，常常来聚会，在家里真的过基督化的家庭，那你就发现神就开始在祝福我们了。
But if we pray and we at our home we change our lifestyle and we truly devote ourselves to turning our hearts to God, then we will see a difference.
那我们祷告之外，我们大家很热心来访问，很热心来招募道者。那我们发现神就在带领我们。
And if we pray and then we are diligent in trying to find friends and truth seekers and bring them to church, and we will see change.
因为我们的生活证明我们真的有在回转向他，所以我们的祷告就会有功效。
Because our daily living is a proof that we are willing to return to God, so our prayer will become effective.
但是如果我们只有祷告，我们的生活没有归向他，我们用时间，我们的心，我们的生活没有归向他，你发现祷告很多，好像没有什么发生。
But if we pray a lot and our hearts and our time and our efforts are not do not return to God, then our prayer will not be effective.
所以我们要先归向，回转向我们祝福我们的工作，我们要归回向他。
So when we need to return to God for whatever we do right now.
好，我们先来看以赛亚书五十八章。
So let us look at Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah 58.
我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速的发明，你的公义必在你面前行，神的荣光必做你的盾牌。第九节。
Verse 9.
那时你求告神，他就必应允你们，你呼求他，他必说我在这里。这个第九节来祷告就很灵验了。
Verse 9 is a very effective prayer.
啊，你求他，他就应允你。
When you call and he will answer.
你呼求他，他说我在这里。
You cry for help and he says I'm here.
那为什么会这么灵验呢
？Why is it so effective？
我们就从第六节就开始看。生活上真的有改变了。
So from verse 6 on, we see this change, transformation of lifestyle.
啊，真的把恶拿掉，开始过爱人的生活。
Taking away the sins and start living a life of loving people.
那这样回转向神，祷告就发生功效。
And returning to God and their prayers become effective.
所以有时候我们祷告很久，一直在求说神啊，为什么我没有听呢？其实神一直在等，哎，你生活怎么没有变呢？你一变神就听了。
So sometimes we pray and we feel that God's not listening to us. When actually we need to change our lifestyle, then God will start responding to us.
所以祷告很重要，但是哦，我们一定要加上生活要改变。
Prayer is important, yet we need to really change our lifestyle.
那神就会归向我们。
Then God will return to us.
我们看十三节。
Let us look at verse 13.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称主的圣日为可尊重的。而且尊敬之日，不办自己的事事，不追自己的私话，不说自己的私话。四节，
Verse 14.
你就以神为乐啊！神要使你承驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。这是主亲自说的。这个十四节说，这是神亲自说的。
In verse 14 says, "This has spoken from the mouth of the Lord."
这个表示这是有效力的。
This means that this has power.
因为这出于神的话。
Because it comes out of God.
神说。
God says.
他要让你乘驾地的高处。
He will cause you to ride on the heights of the land.
就是说，在神的面前呢，你会被神尊重。
And that is, God will lift you up in front of others, respect you.
那再来。他要以祖宗雅各的产业养育你。
And he will feast you on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
这可以讲属灵，也可以讲属世的。
This can be of worldly or this could be spiritual sense.
如果以属世来讲，你的生活不会有挂虑。
In terms of this living in this world, we have no worries.
如果以属灵来讲，你的灵性会进步。
And in terms of our spirituality, we will increase in our faith.
所以这在提到说安息日的好处，会让我们灵性进步，会让我们生活充满神的恩典。
So the goodness of observing the Sabbath is that we will improve in our spirituality and receive blessings in this world.
但是有时候我们常常想，没有啊，我们刚开始好像都没有什么体验啊。
And sometimes we feel as if we had no experience observing the Sabbath.
但是十三节。
But in verse 13,
说你在安息日要调转你的脚步。
That you need to change your steps on Sabbath.
也就是说，我们在安息日要回转。
That means we need to return to God.
要改变。
You need to transform.
我们看十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
说你就以神为乐，然后神就要以你乘驾地的高处。
Then you will find joy in the Lord, and God will cause you to ride on the heights of the land.
所以我们要怎么守安息日呢
？So how do we observe the Sabbath?
你如果一直规定说几点到几点呢，有时候就会变成律法。
If you have set your time from certain time to certain time, this becomes a law to you.
但是有一个原则。
But if you have principle,
就是这一天你要以神为乐。
That you need to set this day as joy of the Lord.
这个就是遵守安息日的一个精义，你要以神为乐。
So this is a main principle of observing the Sabbath. You need to find joy in the Lord.
好，那要怎么以神为乐？
How do you find joy in the Lord?
你生活要改变。
You need to change in terms of your lifestyle.
不以操作为喜乐。这个十三节。
Verse 13, that you do not do as you please on the holy day.
就是说在安息日不以赚钱为快乐，不以世俗的这个娱乐为快乐。
You do not treat entertainment as your pleasure, nor do you treat your work as your pleasure.
那下面说要尊重这日。
And you need to keep Lord's Day honorable.
尊敬这日，怎么尊敬呢
？Keep it honorable by doing what?
下面是三个不。
There are three things.
不办自己的私事。
You don't go about doing your own way.
不随自己的私意。
Nor do you do as you please.
不说自己的私话。
Or speaking idle words.
这个就是尊重安息日。
This is being treating it honorably.
那如果真的我们把这一天尊为圣日。
If we treat this holy day as a holy day.
你会发现这一天很喜乐的。
Then we will be very joyous.
你休息了世界上的工作。
Because we have rested from our worldly work.
我们来教会唱诗祷告赞美神。
We come to the church to sing hymns and to worship the Lord.
那弟兄姐妹啊，大家在主里团契。
And we worship and we have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这个是很享受的一天啊。
This is something that we really enjoy.
哦，这个就是一种恩典。
This is a type of blessing.
哦，那如果我们愿意尊这一日为圣，神的恩典就会临到我们了。
And if we treat this day as whole honorable, then God's blessing will start coming upon us.
所以我们在这个安息日啊，如果自己可以控制的话。
So in our day, in this on Holy Sabbath, we can have self-control.
我们最好安息日不要上班。
Let us try not to work on Sabbath.
那如果我们自己可以控制。
If we can, if it's in our will to control this.
那在我们找工作的时候，
So when we seek for a profession,
我们尽量要找安息日不要上班的工作。
Let us try to find a job that we do not have to work on Sabbath.
因为这一天是圣日。
Because this day is a holy day.
神赐福给这一天。
And God will bless this day.
我们尊这一天为圣日，这一天就我们就得到福气。
If we treat it as an honorable day, then we will receive the blessings.
所以有的工作，当然每一个工作都好。
Although many work is very, it is good for us.
工作没有贵贱。
There is no honorable or lowly work.
但是有的工作需要更大的信心。
But there are some professions that need a lot of faith.
你才有办法守安息日。
Then you can observe the Sabbath.
好像说做房地产的工作。
For example, if you're in the real estate
做餐馆的工作。
Or you're in the restaurant business.
这个要更大的信心你才有办法守安息日。
You need a lot of faith in order to observe the Sabbath.
所以我们在开始在找工作的时候我们就要想我要尊这一天为圣。
So when we first seek our job, we need to see this day as honorable.
求神带领让我们找到能够遵守安息日的工作。
We ask God for His guidance so that we may all seek work that will allow us to keep the Sabbath.
那这样啊，我们在生活当中体验就会增加。
So we will have increase in our faith and in our experience of God in our daily lives.
我们先来看以赛亚书。
Let us look at Isaiah.
30章。
Chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章
Isaiah chapter 30
十五节
verse 15
以赛亚书三十章的十五节
30 verse 15
这里说主以色列的圣者曾如此说你们得救在乎归回你们得力在乎平静安稳你们竟然不肯
15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel said, that in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
在31节有讲，以色列百姓在这个时代遇到一个很大的困难，就是亚述要来打他们。
In verse 31 says that that time Israelites encounter great difficulty, and that is the kingdom of Assyria came to shatter them.
那亚述当时是一个强国。
At that time, the nation of Assyria is a very strong nation.
那以色列百姓是神的百姓。
And the Israelites are the people of God.
那如果神是这么有能力的神，怎么神会让这么强的亚述来打他们呢？
So if the Lord is so powerful, why would he allow Assyria to shatter Israel?
所以当以色列百姓遇到这个这么大的困难的时候，他没有想这个问题。
So when the Israelites encounter such big problem, they did not think about the Lord.
他只想说怎么来解决这个问题。
They only thought about how would they be able to resolve this hardship.
他没有想说这个问题为什么发生。
And they did not think of the cause of the problem.
但是要解决问题跟这个问题为什么发生有时候是有关系的。
And in order to resolve this problem and how it caused it to begin with, there's a close relationship.
那为什么神允许亚述来打他们？
Why did God allow Assyria to attack Israel?
因为他们离开神。
Because the Israelites departed from God.
这个是原因。
This is a cause.
但是以色列百姓没有去想这个原因。
But the Israelites did not think about this.
那他只想解决问题，我怎么能够在亚述打的时候不会被打败？
So they only thought about resolving their hardship by not allowing Assyria to defeat them.
所以他就去跟埃及结盟。
So they had alliance with Egypt.
因为埃及也是强国。
Because Egypt at the time was a strong nation.
所以他便用政治的方法来结盟，要来抵挡这个亚述。
So they used political schemes in trying to seek alliance with Egypt in order to defeat Assyria.
其实今天他遇到这么大的困难是属灵的原因，他离开了神。
So the reason why they actually encounter such a hardship is because they departed from God to begin with.
所以神说你们得救要归回。
So God says that in repentance, in rest is your salvation.
你如果要从这个问题得救，你要归回向神。
If you want to have your problems resolved, you need to come back to God.
那归回你就会得力量。
If you come back, then you will receive your strength.
归回你就可以得安息。
If you come back, you will receive rest.
但是他不然不肯。
But they are unwilling to do it.
所以这个告诉我们了，我们有时候在生活中遇到一些困难。
So this tells us that sometimes we encounter different situations in our lives.
真的，神在让我们在世界上找来找去，找到最后你会发现，哎，只有一个答案。回来向找神就对了。
So God allow us to try to seek and try to let us encounter different situations so we will come back to Him.
那回来问题就解决了。
So when we return, problem will be resolved.
所以我们要转向神。
So we need to return to the Lord.
神就转向我们。
Then God will return to us. Let us sing Him.
500首。
500.